Hey there, this is Hobosode number... Oh shit, what is it? There it is, okay. Hey there everybody, this is Hobosode number 265. I'm your co-host Brad. Wait, did I say co-host? What the hell? I mean I'm the host. I'm the host of the Hobosodes. And we're gonna do some calls. This Hobosode is brought to you by Vaping Beard. I've got a really old list of numbers here. It's from someone named John, but his name's not really John. Because he says in the email, John is not my real name. It's a list of people who did not tip this guy wherever he works. He didn't tell me where he works. I don't know if he's a pizza guy or a DoorDash guy, but he says, RBCP, here is a new list of people who stiffed me on tips from the past few weeks. I've been listening to a lot of the shows, and I love them, and I even checked out Carlito's and XYZ's show. That should tell you how old this is. It's from August of 2016, so most likely all of these numbers are going to be dead, but I'm going to try them anyway. Oh, and he says he's going to be checking out Neon's show pretty soon. So hopefully he did that in 2016. Or today. You know, her show still exists today. XYZ, not so much.
Hello.
Hey. Is this Howard?
Hey.
Is this Howard?
No.
Ma'am.
No, never.
Listen, just put Howard on the phone. I don't have time for this. I'm not a telemarketer. I work for the city.
No, this is, are you talking about Mike Howard?
No, I'm talking about Howard, lady.
You got the wrong number.
Oh, no, I think you have the wrong number. What are you doing with Howard's number? Is this some kind of a scam?
Is this some kind of a scam? I don't know a damn Howard. Who are you talking about?
Well, seems like you got his number. What are you doing with his number? Why'd you take his number?
I don't have his number.
This is Howard's number. He gave it to me 4 years ago.
Well, I don't know. He's on my honey.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Do so.
Whatever. Bye.
Do you live on road?
That's Mike Howard.
Whoa, that's Mike Howard?
That is Mike Howard that lives on road.
I knew you had his number. Go get him. Hurry up.
I am on my way to work. He is a friend of mine.
Ma'am, stop yelling at me. Stop yelling.
Look, don't talk to me like that.
Well, you're yelling at me. You're always yelling at me. It's just like you. I'm just trying to talk to Mike Howard. That's all.
I'm sorry. Since you got a problem with me and the way I talk.
I ain't got no problem with shit, lady.
But, you know what? You found another way to get a hold of him.
Well, come on. I'm just asking for a little bit of help, please. And see, she had his number. Pretending she does. It just says Howard on here on this list. There's no mic on it, so I don't know. I think this list isn't going to work out that great today.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Is Jasmine there?
Who?
Jasmine.
Say who?
So is that a no?
Who are you looking for?
Oh, I told you already. Why don't you open your fucking ears?
Why don't you hang the fuck up?
Oh, you hang up the phone. I ain't hanging up. All right, going great so far. Let's try this next one on here. His name is Joe.
Hello?
Hey, Joe?
No, this is Jack.
Well, where's Joe?
You got the wrong number, buddy.
Bullshit, I do. Put Joe on the phone.
Huh?
Put Joe on the goddamn phone.
Who are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Hey, you don't worry about it. You just get Joe.
Joe, these nuts in your motherfucking mouth, man.
What? What'd you say? What'd you say to me? What did he say? I didn't understand that.
Joe, these nuts in your motherfucking mouth.
Oh, he said, Joe, these nuts in your motherfucking mouth. That's definitely a new insult. I need to write that down in my list of ways I've been insulted. Next, we're going to call Danielle. She's a stupid hoe. She has a football jersey over her window for a curtain. Can you believe it? What a fucking hoe to do something like that. Probably just proud of her football team, that's all.
Call has been forwarded to an automated...
Well, darn. Danielle's not picking up. I'm just going to delete it. I'm not going to try this again. This list is so old. Next, we're going to give Jason a try. He just moved to the area, and tell him we don't want him here. Yeah, right. You're probably just trying to trick me into committing a hate crime. Not going to fall for it.
The service you are attempting to use has been restricted or is unavailable. Please contact customer care for assistance. The service you...
That's weird. So next is Carson. He's a meathead. He lives in a decent neighborhood, so you'd think he would tip. Maybe a hobo sympathizer or a douche canoe.
Hello.
Hello, Carson?
Yes.
Hey there. It's Steve Dave from Verizon Wireless. I was calling to let you know we're getting ready to change your phone number. This 97 number, we're going to have to change that.
That's a big problem for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's just a phone number. It's you're going to have to tell everybody your new phone number. I've got your new phone number here if you'd like that.
But what I'm saying is I'm the CEO of the company, and I've got all business funneled through that number. There's literally no way for me to proactively tell other people that.
This doesn't look like a business line.
It's on a business account.
Oh, yeah, it is. Look at that. Yeah, I was just in your account. I was just kind of monkeying around, and I accidentally changed your number. So there's no way to change it back, but I do have your new number.
That's not accept. Then y'all need to. Then how do I resolve this?
I feel like you're trying to make a big deal of nothing. It's just a phone number. It's not a big deal. You have a new number now. It's pretty much the same thing.
I need 97 auto forwarded to this number.
Oh no, we can't do that. That's going to be assigned to somebody else. It's already gone back into the pool.
Excuse me, then you need to give me a manager, somebody to escalate to.
Oh, no, there's no manager on the floor tonight. Carol's locked in her office.
I don't accept that. Our contract says y'all can just arbitrarily change my phone number preemptively.
Yeah. Absolutely. It says that in there.
Unbelievable nonsense.
Sir, you are just renting that number from us. It's not your number. You can't just have it. You know, we get it back after you stop using it.
I didn't stop using it. That's my point.
Yeah, I was in your account. I was just kind of monkeying around, and I accidentally...
And you screwed up. That's the message,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So you're like, I don't see why you're... You know it's a mistake. It's not like I did it on purpose.
But you're saying there's nothing to do about it. Just deal with it, and now I've got to find out how to resolve.
Well, you're being a bit unreasonable, sir. It's just a phone number. You shouldn't be so attached to your phone number. It's just a phone number. Hello? What are you hitting buttons for?
I'm not hitting a button.
Oh, it sounds like you're hitting buttons on your phone.
You know,
I know phones pretty well, and that sounds like button pushing to me.
Excuse me? You know what? I'm not in the right mind to speak to you right now. I will call Verizon back tomorrow.
Sir,
thank you for giving me a heads up.
Is what I said is that you're a liar, and I know you're pushing buttons. Do you want your phone number or not?
I'm not a liar. Excuse me.
Then why are you pushing buttons and telling me you're not pushing buttons?
I am not pushing a button. I'm about to push a button. It's hanging up. Thank you.
You better not. Don't you dare hang up that phone. I never gave him his new number. I don't know what that noise was. Like it was increasing... It sure sounded like button pushing at first, but then, I don't know, maybe he walked outside and got a little too close to the nuclear power plant. That's probably what it was. I only have two people left on this list. I have a Jin, wife of the guy on the last list I sent. I didn't know he sent another list. Maybe I used it already back in 2016. There's junk all over the front porch and the back deck, hobo, fleabag, dog, and husband. Fleabag dog? How do you know the dog has fleas? Sound like you're just making shit up. Kids are filthy, kids' bedroom smells like piss, food and pantries on the floor because kids tore down shelves by climbing them, and they were too lazy to repair, never works, drinks a shit ton of alcohol. Sounds like a good life to me.
Hello?
Hi, Jen?
Yes?
This is Steve Dave from the mayor's office here in...
Uh-huh.
They wanted me to give you a call and just let you know that you're, you really need to pick up your yard. You're making the whole neighborhood look like a bunch of hobos. Do you think you could clean up a bit around there? And
I'm sorry, what?
Just kind of clean up your house a little bit. We got some out of town, representative state people coming in. Can you just clean up your house? You're making the whole city look like a bunch of hobos.
Uh-huh. Are you, do you know, you're not making any sense.
Oh, I'm making complete sense, ma'am. We've been by your house. We've seen what it looks like. Can you just clean up a bit? Just take some initiative and just pick up a few things around the house.
There's nothing around my house.
Yeah, except shit. Just shit everywhere. Just junk and shit. Can you please clean up the junk and the shit?
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Steve Dave. I'm with the mayor's office here in...
What a representative you are. My goodness. This is coming out of nowhere and making no sense. I'm trying to drive home from work.
Well, ma'am, I'm not the mayor. I'm just the mayor's assistant. This is Steve Dave.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But...
So the mayor just thinks that your house is just really ugly and it brings down the value of the whole city. Can you please just clean it up a bit?
Sure, thanks, bye.
Maybe like trim some bushes and trees and... Maybe she moved. Like, I didn't really say her address. I have her address here. Maybe she lives in a nice place now and doesn't own a hobo fleabag dog anymore. There's one number left. It's for Adis, and I tried earlier. He didn't pick up. He's probably not going to pick up again. But Adis has a shitty house. His yard full of piles of wood. Shed's about to collapse. Crappy-looking antenna. He's a hobo to the fullest. Can't even pick up his phone.
4-3-8-7-0.
Darn it. Adis is not picking up, so I'm going to delete this whole list. And I guess move on to something else. Thank you, John, for sending this one in back in 2016. Hopefully you get to hear the hobosodes and you can hear your people be called. You probably don't even remember any of them at this point, though. Next, we're going to try Steven. This was sent to me also in 2016 in the summer. I don't know where this was posted, but it says, I accidentally and unknowingly dropped from the truck bed a new air conditioner in a box on whatever avenue just west of something. I don't want to give out street names if I don't have to. Happy Wednesday the 6th, it says. Would appreciate getting it back. And that was July 19th of 2016. This one is from Anonymous. Let's see if Steven still has this number 4 years later.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Steven. Steven?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, it's Brad.
Brad?
Yeah, I have your air conditioner. Do you want your air conditioner back?
Which air conditioner?
Well, I guess it fell out of the bed of your truck about 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, I found it. I found it like 4 years ago, and I saw your post, but we needed an air conditioner. But we're done with it.
Yeah.
You know, we're moving into a new house, and it's got central air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's really nice, Brad. I'm glad you were able to use it.
Yeah. We used it for years. We knew it was yours, but I didn't want to give it back because, you know, it had a lot of BTUs in it. So
Yeah, of course.
So, we just kept it. And, like, every time me and my girlfriend turned the air conditioner on, we're like, bless Steven. That was our cute little thing we said. We're like, bless Steven and his air conditioner from heaven.
You're going to laugh at this, but I thought, well, you know, I know it's a little hit on me and I'll recover and what comes around goes around and you know, I'll come into something for free sometime. And it's like when I get when something happens at a merchant or a grocery store, they miss bringing this up or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll give money to a homeless person. I'll just pass it on, you know? So I kind of think neutrally about that. So,
I see.
I always thought that somebody's enjoying that air conditioner, and at this point, well, you know, they need it, and that's fine.
Yeah, we enjoy it until the Freon leak. Apparently, it takes the old style of Freon that's like mustard gas or whatever.
R12 or something.
Yeah. So like, the city, they're considering this a cleanup site. They're saying it's going to cost $3,000. It's an industrial waste. So you're going to have to pay for that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. No, the city said it's definitely your responsibility. since you gave...
Oh, sounds good, man.
Because you gave us the air conditioner, sir.
Say again?
You gave us the air conditioner, so you need to clean this up. You need to get this fixed. You need to get this sealed up.
Oh, man.
The EPA is going to... They're going to send you a fine. You don't want...
I don't think they do that.
Oh, they might.
Why don't I just send you $2,000 and you take care of it for me?
Okay. You want my address?
All right. So that sound good?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you give me your address then?
All right. P.O. Box 465.
all right. We don't take P.O. boxes here. All right. P.O. Box 465, what?
Yeah. Albany, Oregon. Don't call it Albany.
Albany. P.O. Box 465.
They said it's going to be $3,000. It's going to be $3,000, though.
$3,000?
Yeah.
Well, I'll split it with you. Why don't we just do $2,500?
That's a good split. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. P.O. Box 465, Albany, Oregon.
Yep, Albany. 97321.
97321. All right. And what's your name?
Brad.
Brad.
Yes.
All right, you don't have a last name. I've got to make out a check.
I'll just fill in that part myself. I don't want any trouble.
Oh, you will. All right, Brad. Well, that's pretty good, man. I hope you have a good Christmas.
Oh, hey, don't tell me what to do. Motherfucker.
That's pretty funny, man.
All right. I love you, Steven.
I love you too, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it while it lasted.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's just, it sprayed Freon all over our carpet. We need you to buy us new carpet.
Oh, man. That's, all right, I'll add another $2,000 there. So that's, let's see.
That'd be great.
$4,500.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I got to go now. I've got to...
All right, take care, Brad.
Yeah.
All right.
Whack it. Bye. Well, that kind of went the opposite way that I expected it to. I'm going to get a check for $4,500, everybody. Merry Christmas to me, I guess. What a perfect place to end the show. I got some shopping to do. I'm going to go ahead and put about $4,000 in credit cards since I'm getting that money coming in. Buy some gifts for everybody. It's going to be great. So thank you, Vaping Beard, for being the sponsor of this Hobosode. I enjoyed it. Hopefully you did too. See you next time, everybody. Bloodstains rain when I bring the pain. You get slain from an inflamed blade parade. Yo, my sorcery and ninjutsu hits you and split you. I rip you quick with this ginsu knife. Strike twice, sneak attack device. I'm precise when I take life, so take advice. You better run, son. I've begun the blood fun. My soul steel longsword is stronger than plus one. Tongue spit, venomous rhymes, methodical mind. Abominable bit'll hit you right in your eye. You fight and you die. Now I supply the dope rhymes, but your throat won't find the words to cosign. I'm resentfully smashing my enemies. Energy blast, artery slash, a mad entity. No pity in me, the epitome of misery. Entering any MC, any century. Methods of darkness brought to light. You press start to get smart, your life's the price. Curse to spit, verse and burst a syllable. Killing unkillable, undead criminals. Methods of darkness brought to light. You press start to get smart, your life's the price. Curse to spit, verse and burst a syllable. Killing unkillable, undead criminals. Jody's next in your motherfucking mouth, man. Bye.